So I got to tell you people, when I made a tweet this day or today and in the evening, and I said to somebody, COVID-19 is an opportunity cost. And I was like, what? Like, what? Opportunity cost. And then I was reflect on it. Like, what do I mean by COVID-19 is an opportunity cost? And then ring a bell, ding ding, I know what I'm talking about. So welcome to the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Swaggerific. Boss Swaggerific, and I got to tell you, COVID-19 is a blessing, and where it costs us overall economically and globally, COVID-19 presents itself an opportunity, like digital learning for one, on e-commerce, online business, to first of all getting new skills. So COVID-19 is opportunity cost. And why did I say that, and what is opportunity cost? And I was like, what? Yeah, so I got to tell you, it is indeed opportunity cost. Is the loss of another alternative when one alternative is chosen. And what that mean in an essence, that although COVID-19 has maybe you lost your job, and because of COVID-19, it presents itself opportunity for individual to sharpen their skills, to learn something new, to open an online business. I may open an online business also, and also I also learning new skills, also doing some digital learning classes. So, and digital learning for our educational system overall, where new innovative school like CMU, knows is NCU, NCU is having online classes, and they're tapping to the new digital learning and trying to find ways and means and mentors to do research and how to use technology to get to students and everything. And I'm like, yes, we need a CMU for every. We need the mindset of NCU, NCU, Northern Caribbean University. We need their mindset. And I am a buzz when I hear the news this afternoon, that same news, that they're having a platform that from grade 1 to 6, from primary school, they're about in Jamaica from grade 1 to 6, and then high school can go from grade 7 to up to 13 form. You can do your classes online. I don't remember the specific the specific platform they are using, but COVID-19 has bring us some opportunity that we can apply to our life. And I was saying, I did a podcast about digital learning and the in-depth of it and all of them, something there, and I was like, yes, we're going to do that. But before we get all into that, we are going to go to our dramatic issues, and trust me, it is something not interesting, something interesting, and something where you can make your ball and turn over. So yeah, me have a jump in the dramatic issues because me excited about COVID-19 being an opportunity cost. So our first dramatic issue is like reported at 8 a.m. tonight, like so you will hear this tomorrow, but like 8 a.m. tonight, Jamaica has recorded 173 positive confirmed cases, 5 deaths, which we don't want to hear, 34 imported cases, 25 contact cases, 6 local transmission and 6 under investigation. 25 people has been recovered. Come on, we need, there is a clap for that. 25 people recover more. Jamaica people are boots up them immune system, but this virus is not a deadly virus as it think. We think COVID-19 is not a death sentence, as I put it out on my social media. So that is good. 25 deaths. Yeah, the deaths are low, but it can be lower. But yeah, 25 people have been recovered. Like, wow, it's amazing, mind-blowing. Dramatic issues number deuce. So boyfriend no, I swear, my mom and granny papa shoot on my tete. I swear, when I hear this story, I was out in laugh and said, no, sir, if Jesus not busy, please stop here. With in the midst of this pandemic, I find something so hilarious to take my head off of COVID-19, to take my mind off of COVID-19, to reminisce on this something. Anyway, so her boyfriend, right, is a top, her boyfriend want, her boyfriend want her boyfriend go to a secret party with her and her boyfriend, and her go to a freaky party because he just wants to have sex with her. Alright, he just want to have sex with his girlfriend at a freak party. So the girl was not too into that idea because she don't like the idea that everybody just watching her and everybody just watch her, so and they might have sex. So her friends were curious as well, and like, you know, they know. So you know, you like, I see one video on Twitter, you know, when neighbor fight, curl, everybody just look through the window. You see them, yeah, dog, you see the dog, and most of them look. Yeah. So anyway, so her friend them just tag along with her and say, alright, so them going to have sex on the party. 2-3 them take off them clothes, about to have sex. But this boy could not stand for so long, and he was flop at the freaky party. And you know the freaky party, and you know everybody is dead in with love. I was like, no sir, no. When I read it, I say, let me go to my bed, this is too early for this. No, like, what the hell. I love to a week. I was like, oh my god. So imagine you are encouraging your girlfriend for a freak party to have sex with her, so make everybody see you not have sex, yet still you couldn't stand up long, like you couldn't stand attention for long. No, may I try baffled by that. But anyway, first of all, don't do that. Second of all, what the hell were you thinking, girlfriend? Like, what the hell were you thinking? You're gonna as the so-called world boss is saying, that blend up some subgen, some nuts, some, and give him and make him do some push up and everything. No, you just make him just good. I not even make him feel honey. No. Anyway, so number three is nearly almost 15,500 people dead in Britain due to COVID-19. So it is skyrocketing, just like US. So yeah, it is sad. It is really sad. And trust me, Jamaican who were laughing about COVID-19 and say it's not serious and it's not this and it's not that, you are a special stupid fool. SSF, you special stupid fool. You do not know, you do not want to catch, you do not want to be infected with COVID-19, because what it does, it affects the back of your throat, then it starts to attack your respiratory system, then it starts to attack your immune system, and you're fighting with this virus and it's pretty. And when I hear the man from Italy said he have to separate himself from his family, and every night he afraid to go and to sleep because he don't know if he's going to wake up back alive the next morning. And when he get the news and tested positive for COVID-19, he separated himself. He stocks up on things that they build your immune system. Garlic, this, that, red, tea, blah, blah, orange juice, this, that. So to build your immune system, to get some vitamin C in your body, it is a deadly virus. And when you're not practicing physical distance and give me a little space and turn on your yard, you know you're going to spread it. And I see the government was ordering Alarica personnel and saying that to come to and report to Alarica. And myself, I was saying, oh yeah, tell the people them, oh yeah, tell Alarica employees to come at them workplace, and they are being infected with the virus and they have to travel upon transportation. Why did you not make Alarica staff personnel have bus and travel them from Kingston? If they might come from Kingston, you send the bus to Kingston and you try and pick up the staff, you know, you tell them to meet them at this location. Havertree Transport Center is a good location. Our Portmore Transport, Portmore Sector. Portmore, right near the coaster bus where them there. Met them there. Have police there to monitor, to provide safety for the Alarica personnel, and then transport them to Portmore. Why you never do that? You tell the people them to come at Portmore to get tested. That don't make no sense. Me have to call out the Prime Minister and the Minister and Christopher Tufton and the Minister of Health and said, underneath for act smart and don't be a weak fence, because you know say you infect other people. You are my name, use the Prime Minister word panning back, because you are telling person to stay at home, turn on your yard, but yes, still you're doing the opposite. That makes sense? It don't make sense. So yeah, me have to call them out. Yeah, anyway. So number four, and it is the St. Catherine is being a lockdown because of the Alarica staff have been tested, and I think it's 84 persons have been tested for contact traces, and these are person. So person today was having a drastic angry with the government, because how you for allow 2 days out of the week for shopping, Wednesday and Saturday. And the Prime Minister made that announcement, then he visits St. Catherine today and said that, and when he hear the concern that was raised by the residents of St. Catherine, he will give them another day and make announcements very soon, which is good to know. And then because Janella, a person who's from TVJ, was saying in our work you can't tell because the amount of long line me see in my ear, it was not working. And 2 days for shop, not work. So consider three days will be good, or 3 to 4 days. Then the Ministry of Education will also extend the school, the closing of the school until April the 21, and school will resume on the April the 22 for digital learning. So there will be online classes, digital learning will come Wednesday, April the 22, which is good to know that is the way forward. Digital learning is the way forward, whether when COVID-19 has been passed and are still debout, the digital learning is the way to go. And that's why I congrats NCU for their online classes and all of them, something there. So now today's topic is talking about COVID-19 is opportunity cost. I also define what is opportunity cost, and it says the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic fallout pose serious challenges to workers in Jamaica and all over the world. So there is some opportunity whether you can gain while like to be rolled back. So why post an opportunity cost? Cause person who never know from no one, never have any new skill, never know that they can work from home, do meeting from home. I was in a meeting today. I was not at the physical location, but I was present at the meeting by Zoom, and people are using Zoom as a new way to conduct meeting. So you don't need to be there. You can have Skype as well. You can have these are the innovating. So we are relying on technology to strengthen our broad net. Right now, as of Saturday, we have online party is going on right now. Big up Fame FM, big up Fame FM Radio Jamaica for doing their online party. It's just me, I enjoy it. Last week I enjoy it. They have global I think it's global frequency. No, it's not global frequency, but one of them party there, and it was amazing. RTV delivered, the DJ them then deliver. They were on point. Soca, anybody know me? I am a soca diehearted fan. So when you hear soca going on, I am there on my cues and P's on my ears. Yeah, me depend on my ears, not my eyelash, my ears. So yeah, online party. You don't need to be at physical at school, but you can have online party. You don't need to learn a new course. You can have online courses. The one courses that I am doing is Google Digital Garden or whatever that is, and it's teaching you about how you to build a business, how you to use app, how you to be strategic in your business, etc. Which is important. And the health minister is just wanting people to stay at home. They did a remix. A guy did a remix about Andronis broadcasting, and I'm trying to go see if I can find him on the Andrew from him page. The remix was amazing. Take a listen to it.
Movement, we can control the spread. If you do not have coronavirus, you cannot move around by itself. If we control our movement, we can control the spread. If you do do not have urgent matters to attend to, stay at home. If you have a cough, sneeze, sniffle, fever,
stay at home.
Flu-like symptoms or any respiratory illness,
stay at home.
If you do not have urgent matters to attend, stay at home. By order under the Disaster Risk Management Act, stay at home. If you must go to the market, make a list and shop by it. Do not stay longer than necessary. Make a list and shop by it. Avoid touching surfaces. Avoid crowds and standing close. Use a mask or a scarf to cover nose and mouth. If you have a cough, sneeze, sniffle, fever, stay at home. Flu-like symptoms or any respiratory illness, stay at home. Tan Ayoya, I order under the Disaster Risk Management Act, stay at home.
And that was amazing. So, yeah. So that was amazing, the brilliant individual of us, that we can win, we can be creative, we can be very creative to get the message across. Futana your yard, give me a little space, people, and I got to tell you, and wear your mask, and wear your mask, and the Prime Minister was ordered saying catching that all everybody should wear their mask and physical distance. But report was that some people not doing no physical distance, none at all. Them look like them tough. Them just want them goods. Them want them goods. So yeah, So it was good. But I'm talking about why COVID-19 costs us. It costs us economically because we allow it to spread rapidly. When China January 1, where people are discovering and celebrating New Year, and we never knew about Corona that time. But we were like, Corona. At first, that's strange, Corona. And the doctor was warning, and Chinese official saying, the corona there are virus naming, and Chinese take too long to respond to it, and now it is impacting the world. I know it costs us, but it brings an opportunity, although it costs us economic fallout and tourism fallout and massive job losses and recession and this and that. It gives us opportunity that you can be comfortable at your home, tana your yard, and having meeting, having playing with your friend, voice video chatting with your friend, learning things, sharpening your skills. So opportunity, COVID-19, as I said, it is a blessing to disguise that you open your eyes to new opportunity. You lose your job, doesn't mean you're going to stay there and not find new ways and means to actually improve on your educational skills, whether it is trying to learn something new, try read a book. I read a book and it was amazing, and I that time they mean we have no job, right? And I read a book, and every night I sit up and I read a book, and it was very interesting because at the end of the book it have key points. So if me read the full paragraph or the full chapter and me never understand nothing, me understand the key point then, because remember way up in the chapter, remember this and remember that, and then I tweet it on Twitter. So I was like, yes, although COVID-19 stop us from enjoying ourselves, it give us online parties. So yeah, we enjoy it massive. Like a party was number one trending on Twitter, and globally it was ranked the second party in the entire world. And I was like, whoa, what, bro, now we islands, and people, not just in Jamaica, but globally, was listening to that party, and it was amazing, I got to tell you. So I'm telling to say this, COVID-19, it is a blessing, it's an opportunity cost, but because we choose it, we never choose COVID-19, COVID-19 choose us. And now we have to make another alternative. So the one that you never chosen, it is an opportunity cost. So COVID-19 is an opportunity cost. The one that you never chosen is an opportunity cost. So if you never want to lose your job, but you lose your job, it was an opportunity cost. But the one that you choose, the opportunity help you to develop yourself. And in the meeting today, we learn about professional development and what you need to be at that level of your success. And one thing that the guest speaker speak about is to use the smart objective, which I have been talking about it. I did a podcast about it, and it was just a repeating of what I did my podcast on, to be specific, to be measurable, to be realistic, to be time related, and I was like, yes. And he also said that when you have opportunity, you have to change your mindset. And your mindset has to do a lot of things. If you're trying to learn a new course, you will be very defensive. You're okay, like, you can't bother. Like that's something like that task you may have. Me can't bother it. I'm saying me can't bother. Me not go get it. And my sister said to me, if you have that boss wagarific, if you have that attitude, you will not go nowhere, and they will see that reflect on your work and work ethic, and you need to try to learn it. And then a person in the office say, consistency is the key. And I was like, that's my word. I was like, yes, because I'm learning something. But yes. And then I did a podcast about prioritizing your deadline and try to meet your deadline. I was like, yeah, me need to take that something and try implement it so I can meet my deadline. So opportunity cost give COVID-19 present itself in a way that opportunity costs, that opportunity present itself in a way to help you to become a better you, to help you, to give you that level of achievement within a day. You can complete a course. I hear that girl, the same course for me, I do when I jog my foot too. She sit down 10 hours, I think it's 10 hours or 8 hours to complete the course. I mean, just I drag my foot. Anyway, so it presents itself to be that. And yes, you have to be realistic. You have to be time consuming. If somebody have me on the other, be sure me to complete the course. But I'm going to get it done. I have it on my to-do list. And I'm going to learn things, and I'm going to establish this, and I'm going to do that. So this is the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Wagarific. And Tanaya Yard, give me a little space and keep your distance. And join me on my next podcast. It's the Double Trouble Drama Show on all social, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat is the Troubler. Facebook, the Double Trouble Drama Show. Stay tuned and listen to me for more of my podcasts.